This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza, including constructing a new land crossing into northern Gaza. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a video statement the new crossing would enable more aid to flow directly to civilians in the areas that have been challenging for trucks to access.
We expect 50 aid trucks a day to pass through. Following the cabinet's decision, we have worked with international partners to bring in more aid from the sea via the port of Ashdod, after which it will be transported down to the crossings into Gaza.
Hagari said with these new measures, the daily average of trucks carrying aid into Gaza can be expected to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day. International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza. Central and Eastern European leaders gathered in Lithuania Thursday for the Three Seas Initiative Summit, where the war in Ukraine was high on the agenda. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended the summit and said he would share details of what was going on in the battlefield in Ukraine. He stressed the need for additional military aid, particularly air defenses. Speaking as the conference opened, German Deputy Foreign Minister Anna Lehrmann stressed the need to continue standing with Ukraine.
More than 2 years after Russia's unprovoked full-scale war of aggression against Ukraine, it is more important than ever that we stand closely together, that we collaborate, that we stand behind our Ukrainian friends, that we stand in unity, and that we work together.
The Three Seas Initiative Summit brings together a dozen of the region's leaders to discuss enhancing cooperation in transportation, energy, and cybersecurity. This is VOA News. As his official visit to Washington continues, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida addressed the U.S. Congress Thursday, stressing the importance of keeping a strong partnership between the two countries at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific. Kishida says America needs to remain involved in global affairs, pursuing the belief that freedom is the oxygen of humanity.
The U.S. shaped the international order in the post-war world through economic, diplomatic, and military and technological power. It championed freedom and democracy. It encouraged the stability and prosperity of nations, including Japan.
Later on Thursday, Kishida will take part in a summit that will also include the Philippines at the White House. Poland's parliament Thursday was holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's strict abortion law. The traditionally Catholic nation has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. But Associated Press correspondent in Warsaw, Vanessa Guerra, explains the reality is a little different.
Many women, in fact, have abortions. They either travel abroad or, in most cases, they order pills online, which are sent often from the Netherlands or some other country. Nothing is really expected to change anytime soon. There are a number of politicians with a lot of power who are conservative, and they would not vote to change the law. One of them is the president, who has the power of veto. The other is the Speaker of Parliament, who has already banned the abortion advocates from even entering the gallery in the parliament to attend the debate today.
That was Associated Press Warsaw correspondent Vanessa Guerra reporting. A Czech Republic tourist has died after falling into the sea while apparently taking photographs of huge waves during a storm on the Canary Island of Tenerife. Authorities say the 53-year-old man died Wednesday after in the town of Puerto de la Cruz. O.J. Simpson, a fallen football hero acquitted of murder in the trial of century, is dead at 76. AP correspondent Margie Zoroletta reports.
His family writes on X, formerly Twitter, that he died battling cancer. O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and the Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder in the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.